He's doing his job, and now you want to kick him out by April 1st. Wasn't that the idea? Get him out of here by April 1st before you can do any of the damage, because he's not your boy.
I'm disappointed that he has turned his focus on me.
We do not want the search for the superintendent to be limited to those individuals who applied to be the deputy.
It's not about the children. It's about politics.
It has nothing to do.
Yes, it is. What's wrong with his resolution? Tell me.
Because it doesn't address this issue.
It doesn't address the
issue. I'm not talking to you.
We got a lot of work to do. We can't keep playing this game. It's a bunch of egos.
Every 2 years, if you average it out, we're changing the leadership. And that's really upsetting.
Our children's lives are at stake. Our children's, the future is at stake. And I don't know.
You know, we've all been looking at possible candidates. The ladies have suggested Bill Carestes. We were looking at Jim Weimer. So there's been an informal discussions underway. And I was simply asking is that we now make it formal.
I mean, I can understand the need to have somebody in place by July 1st. I mean, I get that.
For a comprehensive, transparent search for the next superintendent, one that includes the entire board and it includes the community.
Our kids need support. They are struggling.
It's been a year professionally that I will always look back on and value, both from the standpoint of the importance of the work and the quality of the people that I've worked with.
The purpose of our meeting on Tuesday was to meet Dr. Cash.
Why would you want to be the superintendent in the Buffalo School District?
That's the kind of work he is.
What kind of work?
The challenges. Most important man in America, right here.
I think he's attracted to this position. I think he's attracted to New York. And he sees a lot of potential here in Buffalo.
I'm comfortable that Mr. Cash, with certain assurances from him as to how he's going to approach the many issues that we have.
The Buffalo City Schools will be under construction.
We have an opportunity to do something right, and we want to make sure that we welcome Dr. Cash, that we do not alienate him.
I think he said some very positive things about small class sizes, educating the whole child, not just teaching to the test.
Everything that I do will be focused on children, focused on what is best for children.
You know, I think it's all about the match. Is it the right person in the right place? And it's looking like this could be it for him and for us.
When you see somebody that takes action, decisive action, you're going to find critics. It's simply not possible to make the changes that he made in Memphis and not have disgruntled people because, let's face it, when we have to redo this district, there's going to be a lot of people crying about their prerogatives taken away.
I certainly hope it's a breakthrough for the city school district.
The superintendent taking some more, I would say, purposeful action to support those schools.
The law works that there's an encouragement to bring someone in who has knowledge of the specific schools, and that we allow them also to contract with a non-for-profit organization that has expertise in education or a local college or university.
It could involve staffing, it could involve budget changes, it could involve a refocus of the school, a change in a number of things at the school site to put it on better footing to support a strong foundation to move forward.
Parents will lose their voice if the receivership comes in. Technically, with receivership, the Board of Ed is going to be nothing because the receiver can go above them.
He illustrated very clearly the problem, the condition that we're in.
Poverty in and of itself, difficult conditions in and of themselves, should not be impediments to going to school. School is a privilege. It's a wonderful right in our great democracy. And I expect us to continue to emphasize and encourage it.